Well, look, I've got I've got four tasks. I've got 2 or 3 minutes in which to get through my four tasks. They are quite simply to welcome you, to give you some sense of the background of this, our vision, and just some thank yous. First of all, welcome. I mean, it really is, I think, a big moment. It's fantastic that so many of you have come for the birth of what I consider to be a new British institution, a catalyst to what I hope will be Britain becoming a global open innovation hub by 2025. Just think about that for a second. So that's the welcome. That's what you're present at. A few words of background. I mean, this is a Will Hutton brainchild. It comes out of basically two preoccupations that have dominated my intellectual and working life for the last few years. One is the research programs at the Work Foundation, the Knowledge Economy Program, the Ideopolis Program, and the other socioeconomic programs we run, which alerted me, gave me a sensibility to the rapid transitions that the knowledge-driven economy is creating in our institutions and our economic base. And the second was, sorry to mention this, but it happens to be true, the chapter in the book that I know is beside all your bedsides, Them and Us, which was on innovation. Chapter 9, Innovation, Innovation, Innovation. And as I wrote this last February, March, April, in the run-up to the election, what became obvious to me was, A, the importance of innovation as a driver of change in capitalist economies, but second, it was kind of simply wrong to kind of finger wag at one institution or one dysfunctionality as being the cause of British underperformance in investment and innovation. You had to start thinking in terms of the way the whole plumbing worked and the whole ecosystem worked, the whole architecture worked, what the institutional configuration was, the kind of soil in which innovative enterprise grows. And that made me think Britain needs an institution to champion that vision, and I thought it should be business-backed. And there was a kind of, that I guess is the background to it, but what's the vision of the BIC? It's that, to think in whole system terms, but it's also to remind ourselves about what drove innovation 250 years ago, the height of the Industrial Revolution. The intense kind of emotional attachment to the acquisition of useful knowledge as the scientists, technologists, and industrialists of the time talked about it, and the